We are on Daf Kei Vov Amad Aleph. We are in the middle of a sugya. The Gemara has difficulties understanding how Shmuel can paskin like Rabbi Yochanan ben Uri, who says, Yofer Shema Yigarshena V'ti Asura Olov. How can the Isha make a neder that will asa hamaisi yadayim la'ache sheyigarshena? Chayre, that is a davar shaloi baloilo. That was the Gemara's kasha. So let us again start Omar Rabbeilo. We'll get into the swing of the sugya. Omar Rabbeilo. So Rabbeilo said, Uma ilo ema lechaveiroi soda zu shani meichaloch. A person is selling a field, and he says, this field that I'm selling you, l'shekalcheno mimcho, and I'll purchase it back from you, tagdish, mi loikidsho. So it'll become kodesh, even though he's not magdish it now, he's selling it now. The hegdish will be chal when he'll purchase it from the leikeach. Ba'afal pikein, behegdish is chal, this is not considered a dovah shaloi baloilo. Or everyone holds oda magdish dovah shaloi baloilo. Let us see the Ram. Omer Rabbeilo ma'ilu ho'ima l'chaveira yisod ezu shani moicheloch l'shekochena mimcha tagdish miloi kitcha. Hode pshitele el Rabbeilo d'chiyagavne kitcha. That what Rabbeilo knew that it becomes Kaddish. Lami masnisin, umasnisu shmiyelei hochi. There's no Mishnah baraisa that says this. El esvore denavshe koma. Misvore he holds. Devadei kitcha. It will zicha become Kaddish. And we had explained yesterday from the Chazenish that the reason why it becomes Kaddish is here the Chachamim Amoide Terameya. And we try to say the beer could be as follows, that what Rameya was Mechadish, that Odom Makne, Odom Magdish, Tovish Leibel Oilo, the Chachamim Acheilek was they hold that since when you're making the Maisa Hegdish or the Maisa Akno, it is not yours at all. You have no bailus at all in this dover. Sodozu she'ekach mimcho tagdish. So when you're making the maisa hegdish, you have no bailus bechlal to be magdish. So then you're not bekoyech to be magdish it on a zman when it will become yours. Because b'shas, when you're making the maisa hegdish, it is not yours and you're not capable of being magdish it then. So such a Maisa Hegdish will not help for later. But Rabbeilo was Machadish that if, when it was still his, before the Mekach, he was Magdishit l'shekochena mimcho, so b'shas he was Magdishit, he was Bekoyach l'hagdishenu, he was then still a Bailim. So then that Maisa Hegdish will help for later. That was the Chiddush of Rabbeilo. So the Ran says, Umedam elei hochi. So the Gemara compares Rabbeilo's case to our case. Nehei devadai svirelei detaimo dekitcho b'gneisha b'rshusahi achshok. The reason there it is Kaddish, because when he's Magdishit, it is in Rishus. That means, Sodezu Shani Moichalocho, and he's making this Hegdish before the Mechira. The Hokeshe Machalti Locho, what will be if the scenario will take place after the Mechira? He'll say, after it's sold to the Lekeach, he'll say, this field that I sold to you should become Hegdish when I purchase it from you. So the whole Maila is because when he's magdish it, because it's Bershus HaYachshav, the Ma'is HaEgdish is done by a person who's now a Bailim to be magdish. Afilu Hochi Svirelei. So the Ran says, so what is the comparison to our case in the Mishnah? Afilu Hochi Svirelei, the Kainam Shani Oisi Lepicha Lohodomye. When she says, Kainam Shani Oisi Lepicha, so this is similar to Rabila's case. The Loidomi Lo'ime Lachaveiroi. Soda shemachaltiloch beloikitcha. This is not daime to a poshita case of aloi baloilom, that the field was once mine and it was sold already, and now I'm being magdishit when I'll repurchase it. Mishum de bizvini psika milsa, because when it was sold, so I am ois bailim. I don't have any koiches whatsoever in this field. So now I'm being magdish something which I will acquire later, which I'll later become a bailam. In Bishas the Hegdish, I'm not a bailam whatsoever. Kedamrina lekamon, the Gemara will later mention this svarit. The gufa upeiro biyad lekeyach. The goof and the peir is biyad lekeach, so it was completely transferred to the lekeach. So now I'm being magdish, and I'm being magdish something which I have no bailus whatsoever, and I'm being magdish something which I will later will acquire bailus. That is adov v'shaloi baloyla. Ma she'en kein isha, but the case of an isha, we're speaking about an isha with Hamaisi Yadel. The Kivin, the Gufa Biyodahu, since the Guf is Biyoda, that means after she's married, she's still a Bailim on her Guf. Her Yadayim never belong to the Baal. Umaisi Yadel, Hu Shemizake, Bechol Yoim Lebaal. So the Shairish of the Maisi Yodel, the Yodayim, belong to her. And as the Maisi Yodayim are created, she's Mizake to him. That means he gets from her the Maisi Yodayim, which originates from her Yodayim. Shemizake b'chol yoim lebal is kisode zu shani moichaloch. This is equivalent to sode zu shani moichaloch. Now the lotion is not clear. I'd like to say over the lotion that had the teferes seen is magi and deran. Kisode zu shani moichaloch. This is equivalent to Sodasu Shani Moichalos, Shebiyodai Lahachdish Achshav. This is equivalent to Sodasu Shani Moichalos, Shebiyodai Lahachdish Achshav. Va'odif minei koinem de isha, and it's better koinem de isha, de isbo chad tzad lemal yusa. There's one tzad limal yuse. Tvei misode, mishum de besode, ben shas agdeishai, lishashe lishoshe yochel, vahainu, lishikachena yeshman shasode yaitzi mishus magdish legamri. It's completely out of the magdish's rishus. Kufo peire. Ma she'en ken gabi isha shegufo lo'ilom b'shusahu. So in a prat is better. It never went completely out of her rishus. And we'll explain this svara later. But it seems there's two svaras that Ran is saying over here. It's kisod ezu shani moicholoch shebiyodoi lahagdish achshov. This says this maila also. That means if in order to make a maise kinyin, you have to have a teiris bailus. So I also have a teiris bailus, because the goof belongs to me, and I'm mizake the peiris to him. Why this is called a bailus, we'll explain later also. But I'm also called a bailim. If that's the criteria that you have in order to make a maise kinyin, a maise hegdish, you have to have a teiris bailim, since the yad from which the Maisi Yadayim originates belongs to me, so I'm considered a Bailim on the Maisi Yadayim also. I'm giving you the Maisi Yadayim, but I'm considered a Bailim on that also. So it's similar to that. And number two, in the Prat, it's better than that, because here it never went out of her Rishus Legamri. It was always Yodo Bershusa, Gufo Bershusa. Masha'en came the case of Rabbi Ile, even though Bishas, when he made the Mais Hegdish, it was Shaloi, but later went out completely from his Rishus, and he's Lemaisa making a Hegdish on the field that he's acquiring later, and that Benkach was not his. That was the Gemara's kasha. That's pshat in the Gemara. That's pshat in the Gemara, the same pshat in Rabbi Yochanan ben Uri. And we see from Rabbi Ile that a bailus bishas the maisa hegdish takes away the chesaron of ein oda makne dover shaloi b'loilam, even though theoretically we're making a chalois an adover shaloi b'loilam. But this bailus bishas hegdish takes away that chesaron. So he also, she has a bailus on the maisa yodel, since the goof is hers. And also, it never went out completely from her issues. And before we go further than that, let us see the Gemara. Maskif lo Rabbi Yirmiya. So Rabbi Yirmiya did not want to accept this at all. Midomi. Sod zu shani moichel lecho hashte biyodei. The case of Rabbi Ile, it's biyodei to be magdish now. Not only he's a bailim on it, he is a koyach now to be magdish the sode, it says completely. So if you now have a koyach to be magdish the sode completely, so you're bekoyach also to be magdish la'acher sheyikachander. Aba isha biyoda lahagdish maisa yodel, even though she has a din bailim, since the goof is hers and the maisa yodayim are coming out from the goof, she has maybe a din bailim, but she's not bekoyach to be magdish now. So memeil, if she's not bekoyach to be magdish now, so then this is considered a dover shloi b'loilo. So Rabbi Yirmiya said, ho loy domi, you know what the case of Ish is, lo'im alachaveira yisod ezu shamachalti lecho, shekachen namim chatagdish mikitcha. So this is similar, that if she had already sold the field, and then you're magdish, someone who sold the field is magdish, so since Bishas is magdish, it's not his anymore, it's not bekoich for him to be magdish anymore, achsho, so it's not bekoich to be magdish, la'achashi kachena. So here also, when she is being magdish, when she is asking her maisi yodayim, it's not hers anymore to be magdish. Now let's go back to the Ran. Afilohochi askif lei Rabbi Yirmiya, de loy domi, de dilma ay tzadike besode le mal yuse de moti magdish lo mahashte odiv tvei mi tzadike be isha de gufa be yodohu. That this is better. The case of Rabbi Ile, she is a, the moicha was a bailim, bishas tehegdish, to be magdish it. He was bekoyach to be magdish. By Nisha, you don't have this. And Nisha, it's only b'shas she's making the hegdish, b'shas she's making the koinam, the goof is hers. But she's not bekoyach now to ask her. Od if tvei mutzah de'ike b'isha de goofa b'yodohu. The my nafkemina, what nafkemina is there that the goof is b'yodo, given the leimotzi lesser, she'yochali surachsho. That means that what I have a teiris bailim because guva b'yodo, but this bailis cannot accomplish anything. I'm considered a bailim on the maisi yodayim, but I can't be magdishos maisi yodayim now. So what does this bailis help? Kivin leimotzi lesser, she'yochali surach, shemati disgorish. So here she's making a maisa hegdish, that b'shash is making the maisa hegdish, b'shash is making the koinam, she has b'chlal no koyach lesser achshav. So holei domi, leimel lechaveri, so desu shemachalti loch. That if a person had he sold the field, and he said, l'shekhen namimcha tagdish, the leikitsha, so won't become kodish. Mishum shein b'yodoy lagdish achshav, because when he's saying this, he's not a bailam to be magdish. So that was Rabbi Yirmiyahu's kasha. This is not, you tell me lomdis, it's the goof is b'yodo. But lemaise, is she b'koyach now to create an Yisrael? No. Because when she's making the Yisrael, she's meshubit labailo, he has a kinyan maise yodeo. So memela, so this is equivalent to sodezu, Shemachalti loch, shekhen mimcha tagdish. Maskif lo Rav Pope. So now Rav Pope asked Rav Yirmiyahu, I wish to disagree with you. This is not similar to Sodezu Shemachalti loch. You're right. It's not similar to Rabila. You're 100% right. But it's not similar to Sodezu Shemachalti. And there you're wrong. The dimyan to sadezu shemachalti, it is not daimen. Midomi, gabi zvine, sike milsayu. Sadezu shemachalti, so if I sold a person a field, so he doesn't possess anything anymore. So he's magdish something which he will acquire later, but now he doesn't have any bailus whatsoever. That's called adova shaloi baloilam. Gabi isha mi psike milsen. But by an isha, when she's married now, did she lose everything? She still has a bailus now. Holeidomi eloloim elachaveiroi sodezu shemishkanti loch lechshevdeno mimcho tagdish mi loikitsha. So Rapope said, I'll tell you a moshul. Your marshal is not your sodezu shemachalti loch. That l'shakanimim chotagdish is a very bad marshal because sodezu shemachalti loch. The moicher has pishas. He's making the mice agdish. He has no bailus whatsoever, and he's going to acquire bailus later when he purchases it. You want to know a tzir similar to our tzir? Sodezu shemishkanti loch. A loiv had a field. And he made this field a mashkin to the malve. The malve has rights now to eat the peiris. Maybe deduct a certain amount each year. And he said, so this field is a mashkin. Now what does that mean? That means the field is mine. I didn't give you the field, it's my field. But als mashkin, you have a right to eat the peiris from the field. And I have a right to be paid in the field whenever I want. So, sodezu shemishkanti loch l'chsheevdeno mimcho, when I'll be paid it from you, tagdish. Mi loy kitcho. So now, let us understand this case. In this case, first he's telling us a halacha, that this is true. So let's try to understand this case. That a loyve was b'mashkin his field, which means the field is still mine, the peiros are yours. And I'm saying that And I'll be poided. So then it should be Hegdish. So there the Hegdish is Chal. So Rabbi Chonon, Kaivit Shurim and Ksubis, I scooped out the base. Explains what is the Svara over here. He can't be Magdishit now. Yene is the Peiris. Ma bekach de gufa biyodai. What's the Svara over here? Since it's gufa biyodai, since it's my kalke, but he can't be Magdishit, he has the Sos Peiris. So what's the mile of gufa biyodai? So Rabbi Chonon says, let's understand something. If the guf belongs to the loive, and the kinyan peiris belongs to the malve, that's his mashkin. What will be the din if, let's talk about a case, let's say the malve is a ger shein lo yoshim. And the malve possesses the kinyan peiris of the loive. Now the malve is going to die. Right? The malve is dead now. Who does the kinyan peiris belong to? Do we say kolakoidim zoche? It's hefke. She says, no. You know who the kinyan peiris will belong to? The kinyan peiris will belong to the loive. He says, you know why it belongs to the loive? So he says, it belongs to the loive as follows. The pshat is, no, a pshat kinyan peiris is, the goof belongs to the loive. I have a right to take away from you the peiris. It's your goof, and I have a right to take away from you the peiris. But the minute he loses his right, so the peiris automatically belong to the loive, because it's the loive's kalke. You have a right to take away, you lost your right, he died, he's a ger, automatically it belongs to me. So let's think theoretically. And you want him to make a new Maisa Kinyan. So that means I'm now a potential Bailim on the Peiris. That means you're taking away from me. But Pshat is, it's mine and you're taking away. But that is considered, but Vaharaye, I'm a potential Bailim, that's the proof of the pudding. The minute your Kinyan will be Nifka, I don't have to make a new Maisa Kinyan. So automatically the Peiris are mine. So since I don't need a Schiya Mechudeshes to be Zeichen the Peiris, I just have to get rid of you that you should stop taking away my Peiris. And that comes about with the Pidyon. So that's not called Adover Shalei Boloilam. So it's called I'm a Bailam on the Peiris. Also, I can't be Magdish the Peiris now. You're right. But it's not called Loi Boloilam. Loi Boloilam means I'm making Hegdish on something that is not mine that I'm going to acquire later. This is not called it's not mine. It's mine and you're taking it away from me, but it's considered mine. To a certain sense, in Varaya, because if your kinyan will be Nivke, automatically it's mine. So it's considered, it was not taken, it's considered, I still possess the Peiris. I can't be Magdish them now, but it's called I'm a Bailam on the Peiris. But you're taking away from me the Peiris. And that is not called Loibo Loilo. In the Chesaron of Loibo Loilo means if you have nothing and you're going to get later, it's called, I have the Peiris, but you're taking away from me the Peiris. That's not called Loi Boloilam. That was Rapopis Teres. So Mamele Ish is also the same thing. The goof is hers, and you're taking away the Maisa Yodayim. But the minute you stop taking away, I don't have to acquire the Maisa Yodayim. It's mine automatically, so I'm now considered a Bailam. So you're right. If the criteria would be Bishaz the Maisa Hegdish, was she Bekoyach to be Magdish? You're right. Rabbi Yirmiyah, she's not Bekoyach to be Magdish. And that's why it's different than Rabila. The Marshal to Rabila is not a good Marshal.
But in Rabila's case, Bishas, he's Magdish it, he's Bekoyach to make Achalais Hegdish now in the Kalka. So then he can make on it for a later Zman. But over here, there's a new Svore. There's a Svore that it's not called Loi Baloilam in Gans. It's not called that it was taken away from me. I'm still considered a potential Bailam on these Peiris. So that's a Loi Baloilam. So don't talk about Loi Baloilam. And I'll prove it to you from this din, that a loive could be magdish the peiris l'chshiv denlo, even though now when he's magdish, it's not for koyach for it to be chal, but if he be magdish l'chshiv denlo, it will be chal. So that's, why? Because that's a kod loive loilo. So my mele, this is pshat Rabbi Yochanan ben Uri. Let us see. Maskiv lora derat, maskiv lora popa midomi, gabi zvini psike milse. Nehei devada shape kodochisa. You said, Rabbi Yirmi, he said very good. We can't learn out from Rabbi Ila. The leka lemigma isha miso de zu shani moichalok. The loidomi in kidekamut. You're 100% right. So the zoo, shani moichaloch, it's biyodai now lahagdish. He's a bailam now to be madish. So there, if he can make, a hegdish, l'chsheyavai l'chusi, l'chekachenda. And for lahochi, but you went to the other extreme. My de bois lemibshit leidoch, he said, the loichail koidim dido, mi so de zoo shemachalti loch. You want to compare this, the Sodizusha Machalti Loch Lesser, excuse me, that dimin is also not a true dimin. The Gabi's Vine, Sodizusha Machalti, if he sold it to someone, Psike Milse, so then he's completely cut off from the field. He is no bailis at all in the field. The Gufe, the Soda, that's why it's not Kodesh. That's called you're being Magdish Adovish Loi Beloilam. You have nothing in it now. You want to be Magdish when you'll acquire it later. That's Loi Beloilam. Avul Gabi Isha Kivin the Goof of Biyodo. The Goof is Biyodo. Ikilameima the Kitche. Then it could be this Kodesh. That's a called Loi Beloilam. We can prove that it's Kodesh. You see, the din is that it is Kodesh. Mishum degu for the sode b'shus magdishu. Zishanami dechavos. So memele, now we know pshat in Rabbi Yochanan ben Uri. I did not get l'chshev den amimcha. That what it says, that the loive can only be magdish, that the hegdish should be chal l'chshev deno. So why didn't you say hegdish mafkiy midei shibut? And it should be chal now. The hegdish domim huze. This is a hegdish domim ve'enoi mafkiy midei shibut. A Kedusha's Domim, later we'll see perhaps a little bit more clearer. A Kedusha's Domim can never be Mavki and Bidei Shibut. Hilkach ain't a Hegdish Chal at Sheyiv Denis. He can only make the Hegdish be Chal when he'll be paid the Mashkin. So now the Ran just told us a Yisod that a Kedusha's Domim is not Mavki and Bidei Shibut. Avka Kedusha's Aguf. A Kedusha's Aguf means Kobonis. Kedushas Domim means Bede Kabayis. Kedushas Domim is not Mavkiyim Idei Shibut. Kedushas Aguf is Mavkiyim Idei Shibut. But here it's talking about Kedushas Domim. There's no Kolban over here. We bring Magdish Peiris. Vahi Domrinim Bepere Ka'ima Mishkoli Olai. So the Ran asks, I have a Gemara that Kedushas Domim is Mavkiyim Idei Shibut. The Gemara says, Gabi Maskir Bayis Lechavere. Reuben rented a house to Shimon. Vigdishay Maskir, and then Reuven was Magdish the house. So the Gemara says, so it's Hegdish, Ado boy Malas Chal Hegdish. So now, the person who rented it, Shimon, will have to pay Schiris, will pay the rent to Hegdish. Upachinan Allah Hechi Doboy, what do you mean he pays rent to Hegdish? He's not allowed to live in the house. Bimeilakoi, זה איסא מילא, ננה מן ההקדש. היא לא לא תבי ננה מן ההקדש. So what do we see from over there? So we see that the Kedushas Domim makes that the Seicher has to move out of the house. He can't remain in the house. So we see Afila Kedushas Domim is Mavkiya Midei Shibut. Kvar kosati beper kashutvim deloi kashe. He bemaske bayis tami veloi bayis miyusa. They're speaking about he had rented to him a house, not this house. I rented to you a house. I have to tell you, so the person, the landlord, had an apartment with 100 units. He rented, I'm renting you one unit in this apartment. Now, the unit that this tenant was living in, he says, I'm magdish this unit. So, memele, but there was no schus that the tenant had for this unit. You were masking me a unit in this apartment house. He tells him to move into another unit. There it's not shot that he ever had a shibud on this unit. He had a shibud, you have to give me an apartment. So I'll give you an apartment. But this apartment is Hagdish. So now, where are we up to? We're up to that Rapopis had a beautiful pshat in Rabbi Yochanan ben Uri, that since the goof, since the goof is his to begin with, and Yen only has the Kinyan Peiris, which will automatically belong to the Bala goof after the Kinyan Peiris is Nifke, so it's considered like I'm still considered a Bailam on the Peiris, and it's not called Loibo Loilam, and therefore you can do it. Maskiv lo Rav Shisha bereide Ravidi. Midomi, you're comparing Isha to Sode Zusha Mishkanti loch. Sode biyodai liftoisoi. Isha biyodai lizgarish. So now, Rav Shisha bereide Ravidi said, I wish to disagree with you. The reason why the loive could be poide is not Alfio Lomdes, because since the goof is his, and the, so it's considered already he's a bailam on the peiris, so therefore it's called loibo loilam, never one out of his reshus. That's a psada. No, there's a different Lomdes altogether. You know what the Lomdes is? The Lomdes is because it's biyode lifnoise. That means even though I gave you the mashkin, it's biyodi every second to be paided from you. So that's why, so it's not, that's why it's called loibo loilam. Not because the goof is now mine. It's called loibo loilam because I can take the whole thing away from you, and it's biyodi. So since it's biyodi, I can take, that makes it loibo loilam. So it's not called loibo loilam. Since it's biyodi, every second to take it away from you. So that's why it's loibo loilam. But over here, isha biyodo lehizkarish, it's biyodo, and when she'll be giget, the maisi yadayim will belong to her. But can she make that the maisi yadayim should belong to her? Over there, the loive can make that the maskin should belong to him. He just gives him the money, and then it's back by him already. So biyodo makes loibo loilam. Makes it ois loibo loilam. It's not called loibo loilam. It's biyodi to, I can always retrieve it. It's biyodi. So memela, so it's not called the one out of my reshus since I can always get it back. But over here, the maisa yadayim went out of her reshus because now she's married. It's not biyodi to get them back. Now you have a lomdis of the, that she's considered a bailam on the peiris, it's a good, that's samas nishkishtoig and nishkifloig, that's not pshat in this din, you bring a rai from this din, this din has, yeah, holoi domye, eloloim elachadeiroi, you want to know a case which is daime to Isha, so de zu shemishkantim lachol le'esur shonim, לכשאבדנו ממך תקדיש מילוי קדשו. That will be a dimion. That Eloive was memashkin afield, and for the first 10 years he can't be paid to the field. After the 10 years he has a right to be paid to the field. And there the halacha is, he could also be magdish. There we see your lomdis already. Because there you can't say my lomdis because it's biyodai, because it's not biyodai. There's a 10-year period which his hands are tied. Va'af al pikein, the hegdish is chal. That already is doime to isha. That is already a dimion. Let us see the Rav. Maskiv lo Rav Shisha bereid Ravidi. Mi domi, sode zu biyodai lefdoisa. O mi shem hochi, since it's biyodai lefdoisa, כי אומר לכשבדנו ממך תקדיש קידשו, דחול שביודע לך כמחוס המייסה דומי. Since it's ביודע to acquire it, so it's לך כמחוס המייסה, so it's considered like this potential is in my hands. אישה ביודע לזכרש ביטמיה, וכיוון שאין ביודע שיוכל נדרוק שתרצה, it's not ביודע to make that an edition בכלל, she's married, and Amaisa Yadayim is Meshubit to him, and she can't do anything, the nether can't be called these Maisa Yadayim. Ki omra nami lechi megal shaloi chayil, so you can't be medame. So the zu, shemishkanti lechol lechshevden, amim chotagdish to Isha. Isha's biyodo, by sode, it's biyodo levnoisoi. And here it's not biyodal is garish. Umakshu hoche. Zokteran, the Mephoshim ask, Isha nami biyodahu. Isha is also biyodal. She yochol nidro kol shovisho. She can also make that the nether should be chal on the maisi yodayim. Chol shovisho she tirtze. The kaimelon kavune. Oma yechayle isha she toimel abayla eini nizaynis veini oise. If you don't, I don't want your mezainis, so my maisi yadayim is mine. So fregen, the rishonim say, b'say, it's mamish daime. That means, what are you telling me? She can't make he can make the tapeya should be his, or he'll be paided. Here she can make the maisi yadayim should be yours. She'll say, nizainis, vein yoyse. Takel, there you need money to be paided. You don't need money. She'll say, nizainis, vein yoyse, finish. The maisi yadayim belongs to her. So ein lecha biyodik doyle mizu. Yeshloima. The Rabbi Yochanan ben Nuri, so the Ran answers, when we're speaking about Maisi Yadayim over here, but that Rabbi Yochanan ben Nuri said, Yochanan should be Mefer because maybe after he gives a get and he wants to remarry her, the Maisi Yadayim will be yours on him. Lav Mishum. Rabbi Yochanan ben Nuri doma Yochanan, Lav Mishum Mashisha Chayevis, Lasis, Labailo, Bechol Shemua, Tachas, Mezoinis, Koma. Rabbi Yochanan ben Nuri was not speaking about the Mishkol Chomesh Shloim that she's mechuyev to make from each week. The Hainu Mishkol Chomesh Shloim Behudah Shem Esor Shloim Begolu. The Imishem Hani Bolchut. If that would be the only problem that she's asking on him, Lakalamei Meshem Yigashem Te Yisur Al Arzer Sheyev Shel Lebal Yisoyer Mimeno Bekach. That means if it's not even problematic, there's no dvorm shebeino lebeino. That what'll be, let the nether be a nether, remarry her, so she won't work for him, finished. I mean, if the nether would only be negeya, only these chomish shloim tzemel, so it's no problem whatsoever, let the nether remain, and he'll remarry her, and she won't work for him. Elohoche b'yiseres kol hano shelo al baylo askini. Here we are speaking about that she's answering the hano, all the hano of her husband. Afilo oisen sheva malo ana husband. Afilo oisen sheva malocheis shechayeves lasis loy dahaino teichenes v'oife umechabeses. When she's answering her maisi adeo, she's not only answering the panose that she sells through to the household, she works. She's answering all in yonim that a wife is mishubet to do for her husband. She's mechuyev to be toichen, to grind and to bake and to wash clothing. Pekula inoch, these are shibudim which a wife is mechuyev to do. A pillow, he doesn't give her mazoinis. And that was the whole problem. If the nether will remain, it'll be impossible to remarry her. He says, the Maisa Yodayim that we are speaking about now is the Maisa Yodayim of Teichen, of Oife, of Mechabes. And these Maisa Yodayim, it's not biyodo to acquire them now by saying any Nizainis Veini Oise. And Nizainis Veini Oise don't have to work. You don't have to make tzema. But this you have to do. This is a shibud of a wife. Hilkerein biyodo lav kiyatzma mehem. Shleitasa oisem labailo. Elo liyachash et izgarish. She'll only acquire that these Maisa Yodayim belong to her when she'll be geget. So, Rav Shisha Bereide Rav Idi said, so your dimyin to Sodezusha Mishkanti is not a good dimyin. Because there the lomdus is because it's biyodo iliftois. And here it's not biyodo lizgarish. But I'll tell you a case where it's daimetu. Oleidami perish, olemidamis leiloho, olemidamis loho vade domi. I'll tell you what it's daimetu. Loime lechaveiroi, so de zusha mishkanti loch leeso shonim tigdoish. The kitcha. If Loive was Mamashkan Asode for 10 years, the Kitcha Aval Gab the Ain Biyodai Livdoisa Koidem Leesa Shonim. Even though it is not Biyodai to be Poided, it is also Chal. So we see that there you don't need the criteria of Biyodai Livdois. Zishanami Aval Gab the Ain Biyodai Lizgarish Koidem is also Osa. So that's the raya. So Rav Shisha said that I have a dimyan to Rav Yechon and Ben Uri, and this is Sada Zusha Mishkanti Lesser Shonim. Maskif lo Ravash. Mi domi. Hosom kitz. Isha mi isla kitsusa. So Rav Ashi says, I wish to disagree with Rav Shisha. It is not similar to Sada Zusha Mishkanti Loch Le'ezer Shonim, because there's a zman. That means, after 10 years, I can be paid it. It's piyode liftais after 10 years. Here, there's no kitsusa. Let us see the Ran. Midomi hosom kids. Gabi sode ike kitsusa livdoisa. Behind the lache as a shonim. Umishim hochi moti magdish lo ma'achsho. Because it's biyodoi livdois after 10 years. Ocheloi kids gabi isha lesla kitsusa. Tishemeloit is garish. So there's no zman kotsu that the Maisa Yodayim will belong to her. El kardinu d'lei levi hegdish ki megar shakimin shakdisha ba'idah tachta. Now, what is pshat in this? Now we have already a new machloikis. This is a machloikis, Rav Ashi in Rav Shisha. Rav Shisha said this is doime to sadezu la'acher eseshonim. And Rav Ashi says this is worse than Sada Zulach Eser Shonim. Rav Shisha, so Rav Chonon says in Kavitz Yirman and Ksubis, Rav Shisha svir alei mishum de gufei biyodoi. Veloi svir alei taime de ravashi de biyodoi lagdish alache yutshonim. Ve'achshem ein biyodoi lagdish. Now, Rav Shisha, when Rav Shisha, that means Rav Shisha said like this, you want to bring a raya to the din of Rabbi Yochanan ben Uri. So the zusha mishkanti loch, that it's biyodei lefdoisoi b'chol rega v'rega. That's not doime to Rabbi Yochanan ben Uri, because there is a lomdus kosher biyodei lafkim rusamais. It's not called loy b'loylam. It's biyodei to be poide, so it's not called loy b'loylam. But I'll tell you a case that you want, we could be medam at Rabbi Yochanan ben Uri. So the zu shemishkanti loch le'eser shonim lechshev den. I can only have a schus p'diyah after eser shonim. Now, in these 10 years, it's not biyodei liftais. So it's not biyodei. So when I acquire it after 10 years, so that's called loy b'loylo. That means till now it was not mine, and now it'll become mine. So biyodei it's not. So why can Yitaka be Magdish? And the din is you could be Magdish. Why can Yitaka be Magdish? So Rav Shisha said, because the old Svara, because since it's Gufa B'Yodoi, here we see the Raya to this Lomdis. That means from the first case, could be the Lomdis is out B'Yodoi. We can't prove this Lomdis of Gufa B'Yodoi. Since Gufa B'Yodoi is considered a Lomdiship Bailam on the Peiros already, I don't have to make a new Maisa Kinyan. From Sadezusha Mishkanti, you can't see that Lomdus, because it is a different Lomdus of Biyodi Livdaisai. But from Sadezusha Mishkanti, Lor Lesser Shanim, there's not Biyodi Livdaisai. So why can you be Magdish? Because here you see this Lomdus is an MS Lomdus. This was Rav Shisha's, this was Rav Shisha said. And Ravashi says, I wish to disagree with you. This lomdis of gufay biyodoi that I'm called a lomdis of bailim because the guf is mine and you're taking away from me, but theoretically it's mine. That doesn't mean anything. That doesn't make a bailim. That's called loy b'loylam. Not called a bailim. You know why it's not called loy b'loylam? Because I can make it mine after 10 years. Till 10 years. Mechusas man lavke mechusa ma'isa dami. As I read Tzav Bochon, and he brings the Mishnah Melech, that it's cold, it's not, it's biyodei livdaisai, I have to wait, that's nothing. But it's cold, I'm a bailim on it because of the lomdus mechusas man lavke mechusa ma'isa dami. That means it's Tzav Bochon in Tevet Shurim, in Tzubis Kuf Tzadik Beis, says, that this is the machlokes Rav Ashi in Rav Shisha. That Rav Ashi said that if there's a zman mugbul, it's kitz, so after a certain amount of time, I'll be able to be paided. So, mechusa zman, lavke mechusa ma'isadam. So it's considered now already that it's biyodi to make it mine. I have to wait a little bit. That is nothing. If I'm not mistaken, I think that others say you're allowed to put on tzitzis at night, even though Laila loves man tzitzis. Be allowed to be matal tzitzis because machus is ma lavke machusa mais. It's called already. It's called the zachi of tzitzis. I have to wait during the night, but it's not zedachsach me. There's such a smaller. A kaponim the chazanish put on tzitzis at night, but I think they bring down this svara. So a kaponim that was Rav Ashi's taina. So now we're stuck. So now so we don't have any way to explain Rabbi Yochanan ben Uri. That means here it's like kids. It's not biyoda to be acquire the ma'isa yadayim. Now she can't be Magdish the Maisa Yadayim. So we're stuck. So we're back to where we started from. Elam Ravash. So now let's turn the Omit. So now Ravashi comes with a new Mahalach. Shani Kainomes the Kdushas Aguf Domi. Kainomes is a Kdushas Aguf. Amarove hegdish chometz v'shichu mafkiyim midei shibut. So Rav Ashi comes up with a new yisod that he says, I got news for you. There's no problem whatsoever how she can make a neder. Because if he is a shibud on her maisi yadayim, and she makes a koinim that he can't have enough from maisi yadayim, so we have here a conflict between the shibud of Choshen Mishpot and the iser of Yeredeya, so you know who wins? The Yeredeya wins. You lose your shibud. That means I have a shibud on her maisi yadayim, so the shibud can only exist if al pi halacha I'm allowed to be nanda from the maisi yadayim. But if halachically I'm not permitted to be nanda from the maisi yadayim, so the shibud fizzles out. So you're clearing a shaila why your neder is chal and you're racking your brains. It's like v'loy lam chashit is garish. The neder is chal now. She could ask a maisi yadayim on him. Because he only has a shibud in hegdish chometz v'shicha mafkiyim bidei shibud. Now let us see the Rav. Elo amar Ravashi shani kainomis tchdushes aguf domi shereihen kikdushes hamizbeach. Now what is the criteria we mentioned before already? This tchdushes domim is not mafkiyim bidei shibud. Tchdushes aguf is mafkiyim bidei shibud. What's the chilek? So the Ram explains as follows: the chihechi dekotchi mizbeach ein lehem pidyon. Kedushas mizbeach does not have a pidyon. That means you have a korban oila. So now a mum didn't occur. It's a korban oila. It's roila korban. So a person will want to be paid this korban oila. I want that the Kedusha should go off. There's no such thing. There's no pidyon like Kedushas Haguf. Kedushas Domim, I was magdish something, Lebedek Abayis, I was magdish a property Lebedek Abayis, so you give money, the Kedusha goes off. That means Kedushas Domim will go off through pidyon. Kedushas Haguf doesn't go off. It remains. It'll never go off. So now let us see the Ran Nochamu. Kach ein pidyon lekoinim, sheimuta lemishan eser olav. If there was a koinim on a person, so this koinim will never become muta for that person. Vekinim de koinim kedushas hagufil, since a koinim is kedushas haguf, mafkiya, so memele she asset her maisi yodayim on her husband, she asset the yadayim on us, but whatever it is that the v'kibud the koinim dushes agufi mapkiyim idei shibud shemishabedes labal. So memele, since there's no din pidyon, so his shibud falls off. V'chayil u'mishem hochi posak Shmuel k'Rav Yochanan ben Uri. So now we know why Shmuel paskal k'Rav Yochanan ben Uri. Afagav the svirle l'Shmuel and other magdish tovah shubay loylom. Mishum di yedei isha isnayu boilom. The yadayim are now boilom. Umotzi magdish lo bekoinim shumakiyem idei shibut. Okay, she's magdish a yadayim now. It's boilom. And it can't be magdish it. Your shibut goes away. Lekami porer. So this is a beautiful teretz, but the Mishnah doesn't say this. So later Gemara is going to ask him, kem ayiri shemigashenen, omi hashtachayel hegdish. Rabbi Yochanan ben Uri said you should be made for the nether. Why? Because maybe he'll give her a get. So then there'll be bein neila bein no. And then we were racking our brains. But when he gives her a get, how could she be magdish amaisidaim when she'll be a get? It's leba loyla. Now all of a sudden Rav Ashi said that there's no problem about leba loyla. The egdish is chal now. A shibud is lost. So that's beautiful. But Rabbi Yochanan ben Uri didn't say this. So the Rabbi Yechim ben Nuri should have said that he should be meifer because the nether was chal now. What are you talking about gerishin? The nether was chal now. It's vorm shebeinu lebeinu. She can't wash his clothing. She can't bake for him. She can't cook for him. So it's beinu lebeinu. She should be meifer. So you sang a beautiful teretz, but the problem is Rabbi Yechon ben Nuri didn't say this, so the Gemara is going to ask this question. Okay, so we have to have some patience. But Al Kaponim, that is what Ravashi said. Dom Marove Hegdish Chometz V'Shichol Mafki Midei Shibut. Kigoy. Now we're going to explain all these details. Kigoyin Oso Shoyrei Apoitiki Lebal Choyvoy. That means I have a shoyr. I'm a loyve. I have a shoyr. And I said to my malve that this shoyr should be an apoitiki. What's an apoitiki? Poite heikoi, your schus gviye is only from the shoyr. I can't give you money. You're right. You have a shibut amon from the shoyr. So fine. So yen is a shibut on the shoyr. Gevaldik. Bigdishoy ache kachle mizbeya. And then the loive was magdish the shoyr. Mafkiya oisei hegdish shibut amalve. So the hegdish is mafkiya the shibut. Because between you and me, the shoyr still belonged to me. You had a shibud to be goyve the shoyr. But it's my shoyr. So the minute if it's my shoyr, so I can be magdish the shoyr. I'm magdish the shoyr. So my male, now your shibud becomes nitka because, hegdish doesn't go off. Hegdish is not impinion by hegdish. Be goyve choyve mi moke mache. Now you have to be goyve the choyve from some other place. Uhu koshel the kolben, and the shir is koshel the kolben, they have a gezel, I'm called, I say, you're bringing a kolben with the malve shir, given they have a konile, never belonged to the malve, el le gevein the balma, you only had a schus gviye, he had a schus to take it for himself, that's shibut, I have a schus to take, but it's not mine. So the minute I make it egdish, I make it a kolben, so your schus fizzles out. You lose your schus. You can't have a schus to take a kolben. You can't take a kolben. So memela, so your schus becomes both. V'davke kedushas haguf. Now the Ran will elaborate a little. Kedushas haguf maskiv mafkiv bidei shibut. Avo kedushas domim lebedek habayis. But let's talk about a similar case. A person had a kalka, and this kalka wasn't a poitiki. And he said, you can mon from this kalke, your choif. And then later, the malva was magdish the kalke. So what happens over there? The labor was magdish the kalke. Loi mafkash shibut. That's not mafkim shibut. So you know what happens? The malva goes over to Agdish. He says, you know, this kalke is mishubit to me. And shuldik, you give me the kalke. What does that mean? Now let me just explain what the Ran said over here. Me'iker hadin, and let's explain it. Kedushas Domin, let's talk about it. Reuven had a kalke that is worth $100. Reuven is magdish the kalke. Not by the gizbah, belongs to Hegdish. So what happens now with the kalke? Shimon will come to the gizbah, $100, here's $100, he takes out the kalke. That means by Kedushas Domin is a dimpidyon. You give money for it, you acquire it. Now, let's talk about Reuven was, this kalke, which Reuven was magdish, was an apoitiki to Shimon. So Memele, so he was magdish. Now, again, Shimon comes to the gizbo, but he doesn't come with $100 bill. He says, you know, I have a shibut of $100 on this kalke. So the shibut that I have on the kalke is equivalent. Minisinus mom, but if I give you $100, you have to give me back the kalke. So my shibut to take away this kalke that I have a schus kdimich, meaning it's magdish, I don't have a shibut, is also bekoyach to take away this kalke. Now the Gemara says, but it will make a moira de kereshim. That means a person, the woman was magdish a kalke, Shimon comes in without anything, And the Gizmah says it's yours, and he takes away karka, make a shrek l'chavoshim, that hegdish yoytze b'chdi, without anything. So he said, moisif oydina. Now, it should look like a semblance of a pidyon, besides the choy, if you give another dinner, and the pidyon should be on the choy and the dinner, and then it looks like you're being paid it. Because between you and me, hegdish shavamone, shechila, and shavaprut, and b'chulu. But, so it should look like there's a pidyon. About minatayri, you don't need this either. So that's the din, that hegdish is, kedushas domim, is not matkiyim midei shibud. The shibud is not worse than the sinas moment. If I'm not mistaken, I couldn't find it, has to ask Akasha, maybe I'm wrong, but I think he asks Akasha, when you pay the akark of hegdish, the kedusha goes on the domim, and the karka becomes chulin. Now, what is the kedusha nitfas on over here? Here there's no, I mean, I have a shibud, I have a schus, but what happens with the kedusha over here? Unless Egdish didn't possess more than that. I mean, if they acquired a meshubadike karka, so, klaytnet klaw. But al kaponim, that's halacha. The halacha is by kedusha's domim, like Dushas Domim Meikar Adin, the one who has the Shibut can take it away from Hegdish. Aber bei der Tamse Chayne Levroche, Chayle Kolo, Shafil Hegdish Domim Afkim Yidei Shibut, Ben Kan Mokim Laharich, I don't want to go into that Machloike, so you just hang over Shittas Rashi. Chometz is also Mafkim Yidei Shibut. Yisroel sha'osa chemsei apoiteki lo'ivet kechom. Ayid made his chomets and apoiteki for a goy. That means Ayid borrowed $100 from a goy. Now this Yid had $100 worth of schnapps. He told the goy, and the goy was very happy with this, that if I care, you get your $100 from these 10 bottles of schnapps, and memela, this is the apoiteki for your choy. All of our Pesach, and then it became Pesach when we passed by. Isa chometz mafkia shibud ha'ivet kechovim va'osa bahano. Now we have to understand the Ran is saying a mouthful over here, and I'd like to explain what the Ran is saying. Abochonon imsochim toivet shirim kufmen vov. Rashi seems to be saying the same thing over there, so there he explains Rashi, so he'll understand the Ran. Let's work backwards. The Ran ended off by saying, V'osa Bahano. Chometz is osa Bahano. Now what is the Ran coming to tell us? Zot Rabo Chono. That the Emerson, El Chometz she'overal of a Pesach, min ha'toyer is muta Bahano. It's also ba'no alt knas. If a yid had chometz, I mean, let's speak about alapes. If a yid possesses chometz during Pesach, he reserve ba'al yiroh, ba'al yemotzei, so after Pesach, even though minatayr it's mutter, Chazal Kansen, that since a yid was able ba'al yiroh, it's also ba'no for everybody. That's the knas. If a goy possessed chometz in Pesach, so after Pesach it's mutter. No, there's no knas. Now, the Ran held, if there would have been a shibud, here we have here a conflict, we have chometz and shibud, again we have here Eirechayim conflicting with Hashem Mishpat, but let's forget about that for 1 minute. Without this conflict, so the guy has a shibud. The guy is a shibud on the chometz. So the Ran held that chometz that a guy has a shibud on is not called motzi. It means he's a shibud to take it. It's not called motzi. So I wasn't either by Yehovah by your motzi. The love of by Yehovah by your motzi is that chometz that's motzi by me. Chometz that's not motzi by me, I'm not either by Yehovah. So Mamela, let's say a bad example, not all of my poilus, others say that if a wall fell over, I hit the 20 pounds of flour and the wall fell over it. I have to go now and dig from underneath the wall to get the flour, the chametz. That's not, I wouldn't leave it by Yerob because it's not called motzi. Motzi, one of the tnoim to be able has to be motzi. This is not called motzi. I have chametz and it's, I don't know where it is. I'm looking for it. I can't find it. It's not motzi. So the Ran held, if the goy would have a shibud on this chametz, so it's not called motzi. It's supposed to take it away from me. It's not called motzi by me. So then, after Pesach, he didn't take it away yet, but as Mshubatim, would be Mutta Bahana. Because it's not motzi. I wasn't living by your house. It's not motzi, even though it was in my house. But it's not motzi. So Rav said, works differently. Chometz mafkim midei shibud. So the guy lost the shibud. The guy lost the shibud. That's why it's also Bahana. That's what Rashi is saying. And that's why it's also Bano after Pesach. That's the end of the Ram. But now, Abba Chonam lies by Akasha. Abba Chonam asks, but the whole musig of Hegdish Mavki Medei Shibud does not apply in this case. It's very good. That means a malve er a shibud. Er a shibud on a poitiki, also shari a poitiki. He made it for a kolben. So now your shibud can't have a schus to be gave a kolben because, I'm sorry, it can never be paid a kolben. You don't have a schus to take some emela. So the Yeredeya of the Kolben says, listen, this has to remain a Kolben. You had a Chayshim Mishpatik Yeshibut. I'm sorry. So Yeshibut becomes bottle. I made a Koinam on you, and Kenomas Makimid Yeshibut. You had a Shibut to take this. Now it's also bad on you. There's no Dimpidyin. There's no Dimpidyin by Kenomas. So Memele, so Yeshibut got lost. Zitrabochonam. But let me ask you a Shaila. What'll be if the loive made a koinam on the loive is Reuven, he made a koinam on Shimon, but the malv is Levi. So what will happen if the Reuven made a koinam on Shimon and the malv is Levi? So will that affect Levi shibud whatsoever? And echta ketok, there's a koinam on Shimon. What does that have to me? There's no koinam on me. I can take it. So my shibud exists. So he says he doesn't understand how is chometz mafki midei shibud. Chometz is also bano. For who? For all the yidolach. But for the goy, there's no such thing as a bano. The goy is not also bano to the goy. The goy can take it. He can't begin to understand how is chometz mafki midei shibud. The whole lumdus of these things that are mafkiyim idei shibud only works if one is a contradiction to the other. The isa is a contradiction to the shibud. You can't have a shibud to take it because it's also to take. It's also for you to take. So memela, so your shibud falls off. But by chometz, it's also for the chometz is only also for all the yidin, not also for the goy. The guy is allowed to take it. He's allowed to be goyve. The guy who left Kashayla, the biggest chav, I'm allowed to take the chomet. For you, it's not also bano. So how is the chomet mafkiyim idei shibud? That kasha, Rabbi Chonan asked, which is a sheklecha kasha. And I mean, we have to look in the Lashon of Ran. Is a chomet mafkiyim shibud ha'ovet kachav? The is a chomet, shem yishamayim. The Isra Chomet. Levni Nezer also asked this kasha. In Chelik Beisim and Shinchov Gimel Ayshud in Meir Chaim. So he says, because it's a mitzvah levaroi. Because it's a mitzvah to destroy the Chomet. That means you have a shibut to take it. But there's a mitzvah to destroy the Chomet. So that mitzvah is mafkiyah your shibud. But you have to understand, where do we start? That means, if he has a shibud, So it's not motzi by the yid. So memele, so there's no din tashbisu either. So where do we start? We're saying that the mitzvah tashbisu is a sibet to makir shibud. But if there's a shibud, there's no mitzvah tashbisu. Al Kaponim, this is a problem. We have to understand how Chometz is Mafkimi the Shibud, you have to understand. Fragt er an weiter, wo hod es nan, bepeire kol sho ibet keichom, shehu ves Yisrael al chemzei acha Pesach muta bano. Fragt er an, am oire dike kashe, there's a Mishnah that says, that an ibet keichom, der lent a yid an his Chometz, so chayre means the chametz was meshubet to the goy. Acha pesach muta bano. So that says punkt verkehrt, and it's considered the goy's chametz, and it's not also bano. But mina lohosam kshehina etzloi shemosrei etzloi b'mashken. So Rashi in Baba Kama says pshat in this, the loy mechusa givayne, the loy shibud alakniya mamish. That means, hirhino etzloi means it's more than you have a schus to be goyve. Schusim, if you have a schus, and an isa comes, so the isa is mafkir the schus. But over here was given over to the goy, hirhino etzloi, so it's considered, ki'ilu he was kind already the chomet. They had a kinyan in the chomet. Shemosa etzloi b'mashkin. So memele, so it's takib shat is, so there, it belongs to the guy already. It belongs to the guy. So Memela, so it's considered Chomet Shal Akum. You gave it up today before Pesach. So it's considered Chomet Shal Akum, Shavol over Pesach, that's Mutabano. Vishichu, what's the third case? Osa Abda Yapoiteki, Vishichavoi, Loive. He made his Eved an Apoiteki, and the Loive was Meshach and the Eved. Is Meshucha, that means as follows. That he made his Eved Knani an Apoiteki. Now, an Eved Knani is, as Al tells, is Amadem Elechamoyah, which means that he's only mumminous. He's not a, so, an Eved Knani can belong to, before belong to the Loive, now his Meshabadish belong to the Mount. The minute, so it's a Shibut, the Shibut, that it should belong to him. The minute he's Meshachad Eved Knani, so he's a yid. The Malva can't have a shibud anymore in a yid. He can't get a kinyan in a yid. And damel ben chayra. So memele. So again, that's makia the shibud. So asav de poit v'shicha loy v'mishucha umal v'goy v'chayvoy mimokim acha.